Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On this episode of Down the Wire, we need to talk see-through pants. All this and more coming at you, Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Wirtz. Yeah, Down the Wire.
Episode number 157, Down the Wire. Welcome into the show where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Oh, sup?
And Dave, I have a movie that I have never seen before that I saw for the first time yesterday. I think you'll be surprised.
Am I going to be surprised or am I going to be disappointed that it took this long?
Maybe equal.
Equal.
We want to get to the context clues here. Okay, first one. If you get it on this one, you get 5 points. Going down the list, we'll go more. Okay, number 5. Rachel McAdams.
The Notebook.
Okay, number 4. Christopher Walken.
Oh, fuck. What is that movie? That's like where Christopher Walken is like her dad. It's Oh shit, what is it? Where they're trying to figure out like wait. Is it Wedding Crashers?
It's Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I saw Wedding Crashers for the first time yesterday. Fun time. Good movie.
Fun fact, I've never seen it all the way through.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's my other hot take that maybe is not a hot take that I'm late to. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson are the same character in every movie.
Themselves?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
and
maybe
no.
More so Vince Vaughn, but Owen Wilson is pretty much fucking Owen Wilson in every movie, too.
Yeah, for the most part. Owen Wilson's broke out, though. I mean, he did that with, Midnight in Paris?
Okay.
And won, like, an Oscar.
That was a song that Jay-Z wrote, I believe.
No, it wasn't.
It's a different song. Can't say that.
Don't say that word.
But.
It was a 2011 film.
Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, they work together a lot. And if
that's the case, then they're 100% the same character.
Yes. Yes.
Or the same person, rather.
But even Vince Vaughn, it's like fucking Vince Vaughn in every movie.
What is that? There's a good Vince Vaughn movie.
Old school.
That, what's it called? It's like spooky. It's a horror movie, horror comedy.
Oh, no.
Freaky. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly recommend that. Vince Vaughn plays like a serial killer. And then like this girl in like a school and or like a college ends up getting like stabbed by him with a magical dagger.
Mm.
And then they switch bodies. So then he ends up being like the good person. But it's a pretty fun, like, stupid movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed the time. I like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson too. I don't really mind them. I think they're fun, funny, you know, cool, but
funny enough, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, funny enough. Like,
so here's your next one. You need to watch. What was that one that they did where they were Google employees?
Oh,
remember that shit?
Yeah, vaguely. Now that you say that, I don't remember the name of it, but. Yeah, I remember them working.
The internship.
The internship. That's what it was. I can remember them working together in Starsky and Hutch remake. They have, obviously, Luke Wilson's in Old School with Vince Vaughn. But yeah, they work together a lot. And Vince Vaughn's also, like, really tall. He's really tall.
That's yeah.
Another one, which is actually
kind of. And you notice that in that. That freaky movie.
Yeah, he's just really tall.
Like, he looks towering
apparently,
over these people.
I've got some insider information that says it's not necessarily an advantage to be tall in Hollywood. That it's actually... there's
yes and no.
Well, there's less roles for tall, and when you're trying to shoot something... Everyone being the same height is a lot easier as opposed to someone being, you know, way taller than everyone.
No, so, that's why Tom Cruise gets booked all the damn time because he just wears lifts.
Yeah. So, and he hires everyone who's short to work with him. So being average height is more beneficial in Hollywood.
Well, now you know. Get shorter.
Yeah. Sweet. Dave, biggest news of the day, unless you have anything that you want for cold open. Wait, nice mute there on that mic, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Any cold open stuff for you got today?
Dude, I was telling you about it now. Well, just before we got on, Infinite Craft, dude. It's yeah. Way too fun. I've been making bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's all I've been doing.
Well, play.
It's a good way to like kill time. So yeah, it's basically just like those alchemy games where you're just constantly making stuff. Like, oh, you start with fire, water, and wind, you know. Right. And this time though, it just goes everywhere. It goes to an endless amount of shit, and I don't know, I've been having like a good time just creating bullshit off here.
Yeah, I remember I played Little Alchemy a lot in school. That was one of the like games you could bypass on like the firewalls and shit.
Yeah.
They ended up blocking that eventually too because kids weren't fucking doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I've made a boxing kangaroo. I've also made a Kim Jong Pokemon.
Okay.
He's basically a Pokemon. Super Monkey Hero.
That's the
sex
the game.
Porn, hentai.
Yeah, but I feel like you can make sex and science regardless. Like, it doesn't need to be this funny game, you know? Like, you can get okay. to human and human and get, like, I think they had love in the game of Little Alchemy. I think that's what it was.
Okay, what about Ron Jeremy?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, kind of canceled, though, now, right? Like,
I mean,
like, was he really bad.
He was basically going to be canceled no matter what.
Right.
Let's just be honest.
I mean, yeah, but it was like assaulty stuff.
I just made Ratatouille.
Oh, okay.
By combining rat and exhaust fumes. I don't, because of like, I guess he's working in a kitchen.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's it's one of my favorite Pixars. One of my favorites. Remy.
Oh, it's slept on. It slept on hard.
Speaking of games, biggest news of the day as we are recording this on the 22nd. EA College Football has been confirmed, and today is when they are letting people starting to let people and teams and schools announce they will be in the game. We got Chris Fowler and Herb Street and Desmond Howard are all going to be in the game. Plenty of schools have opted in, Wisconsin being one of them. I know Minnesota did. They also had a couple players, so I know like Quinn Ewers is going to be in the game. That's probably the big name guy, I guess, on it that started now. If you had to guess, and I know you don't necessarily know college football or follow it, if you had to guess, who do you think is going to be on the cover? Because there's one right answer. And you've definitely heard of him.
Are we talking player or are we talking something else?
Oh, okay. What's your something else answer?
I mean, I think throwing it into Nick Saban isn't a horrible idea.
I don't think,
considering he just retired.
Yeah.
You could also, like, Lee Corso should always just be on the cover.
Like a Madden thing, just always give it to him.
Yeah. But as far as like players are concerned, I mean, why wouldn't it be Caleb Williams?
Well, he won't be in college anymore.
Oh, so we're going for next year. I mean, wouldn't it technically be this past season though?
No, it's 25. It's EA Football 25. And it'll be released in July.
Oh. Okay.
The correct answer, right, Dave, I would have accepted too. It's either, they both have the same last name. It's going to be Shedeur Sanders or Deion Sanders on the cover. Guaranteed.
It shouldn't.
I guarantee it will be them. They are the most marketable people in the sport. Highest NIL deal with Shedeur Sanders. And
I don't know if they're that big right now, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're down huge from that last season.
No, they're not. They won more games than Colorado won the year before, and they're getting way more people to come there because now they're like, fuck it, let's buy into Colorado. Guaranteed. I guarantee it's one of those two.
All right.
Because guess who else it could be? It could be Quinn Ewers, not as marketable. It could be Carson Beck, not as marketable. And that's it. It will be one of those two guys on the cover. I would put so much money on it, you have no idea. I don't know who else it would be. I have no one else even a thought. It's not going to be Jalen Milroe. It's not going to be Drew Aller. I mean, who's Will Howard at Ohio State? No, it's not going to be him. Like, it's going to be Shedeur Sanders. Could be Travis Hunter. If it's one of those three, I would be not surprised. And I will be very surprised if it's not Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, or Deion Sanders.
Well, man, I'm just looking up on just potentials, right?
Yeah.
So people, every last place I see has two names. Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. are on every last one of them as like potentials.
Yeah, but that just doesn't make, I guess they did go season back on the last models, but that was when that was when they couldn't use name, image, and likeness in the game. So they always had to go back a season. Now they can use the name, image, and likeness in the game. I would be extremely shocked if it's not a current player.
I would think, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just don't think Shedeur Sanders and Deion. Maybe Deion, because he's going to be there for a minute. But yeah, dude. Donovan Edwards? The Michigan running back?
No. I mean, he's not as marketable, dude. Those are the Shedeur Sanders earned the most money in NIL money of anyone in college athletics all of last season until like a week ago.
It was okay, Caitlin hear me Clark. Out. Hear me out. When was the last one that they had? Was that 2015, right?
14.
2014. Okay. Hear me out. What if they got like every fucking Heisman winner from 2015 to now?
Well, that's funny you say that, Dave, because I do have a small wish list. In NBA 2K, currently the newest version, they revamped their franchise mode. It's called My NBA now. And they have it where you can start in NBA eras. So if you wanted to, you can start in 2011, I believe, when LeBron joins the Heat, and you can start from that point. They have it in 2000, like when the Lakers are just starting to start their dynasty with Shaq and Kobe. You can start there now. They have it in the Jordan era, in the Magic era. Like, you can start in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, or 2020s. EA absolutely needs to have an opportunity to let you play with Lamar Jackson in the game. I mean, that would have been 100% the most, like, that is the biggest name we were robbed with playing in
for
EA.
Sure.
The way his quarterback would have so much speed, he would have, like, he would have, like, great passing stats. Lamar Jackson is the biggest player we missed in this time that EA Sports left. Now, I don't say he's,
like,
the best.
Think of the Joe Burrow.
No, I'm not saying he's the best player, like, that's come out of college in that time. That's not what I'm saying, but he,
like,
would have been
fun.
So fun to play with, right? And I think that that's probably not even really close, honestly.
Deshaun Watson, too.
He was good. He wasn't as mobile. We got to play with Manziel. You know, we got to play with RG3. I don't think I'm missing anyone else who is that crazy fun to play with. Maybe, you know,
Baker.
Yeah, I guess.
Baker was a lot of fun in college,
too. He was. Kyler Murray, I guess, could be on there, too, because he was running around scatting everywhere. Mahomes wasn't really Mahomes yet.
No.
So I do think that maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. honestly could be in that conversation with how electric he is, too, now.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to when you're coming back, when you're bringing back this franchise, you got to put a quarterback. I think it just seems obvious. The quarterback is the position that everyone wants to be, right?
Yes.
Even if they tell you otherwise, they want to be the quarterback. They want that love and, you know, whatever. That's the money maker.
Here is my other items. This one is completely not going to be attained, so I'm going to put it second. They need to focus more on the offline modes than the online modes, which is guaranteed not to happen. I mean, just guaranteed.
100% it's not. You're not going to happen.
You're
kind of fucked in that situation.
They will absolutely invest way more in the product where someone might spend money to get a card or pull packs or whatever, and they should focus on, hey, let's not fuck up this franchise mode. I think,
womp, womp.
I think, however, they've probably been planning this. I heard that the game's going to be completely different than Madden, even though it's run on the same engine.
Good.
And I do think they know, like, hey, this is a game that a lot of people like to play solo, too. Not necessarily co-op or together or whatever against people online. The best part about the game was how in-depth the franchise mode was. It was, okay, you can start as a coordinator. You can help recruit, but you can only call one side of the ball. Then you can have a good year as a coordinator. You know what? You had one really good year. A small school can offer you a head coaching job. Now you have to go to the small school.
You gave this breakdown. I don't even know how long ago. I think it's when they first confirmed the game.
It's so easy to fuck this up for them because they're going to just fuck it up. They're going to fuck it up.
And Tom, you're nervous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I've wanted this game back for 10 years. I mean, I have an Xbox just to fucking play NCAA 14. I mean,
yeah, and remember then we did talk about this because then we looked it up to see, like, how much that shit would cost.
Right, and it's like a $200 game right now. And I was saying, do I sell this game and capitalize on its value?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I, you know, hold on to it because it's so good. It's such a good game. It's one of the best sports video games of all time, in my opinion, with how in-depth it gets.
Well, did you hear the deals for the players in this?
Yeah. Go ahead, read it off if you got it right in front of you.
Yeah, because from what I have seen, the players that do enter the game itself will receive $600 and a copy of the game.
Yeah. Now, hear me out. I think a lot of people think the slap in the face is the copy of the game. I don't know. I feel like that's... Was it expected? So that's why it shouldn't be listed in like the like benefits. Is that what it is? Like, I mean, that's obviously they should get a copy of the game if they're in the game.
I think so. I think it's a fun offer. But here's the big deal. That median payout from the players in the EA lawsuit from 2004 to 2014, AKA the thing that killed the series, was $1,000.
My thought on it is they're going to have 134 schools in the game, over 11,000 players. So what's 11,000 times 600?
11,000 times 600 is...
Got to add two zeros and then 6.6 million?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking money to pay out.
You think they don't make that?
They will. They will make it. They'll make $6 million.
They'll do fine for themselves.
They will make $6 million in the game. I don't know. I feel like there's. I also would say I think I'm in the majority on this. I don't give a fuck if the name is correct or not in the game. I don't give one shit, not one fucking shit. I will totally, I mean, again, I'm playing NCAA 14 now, and where Johnny Manziel is supposed to be, his name is fucking Kyle Ryan. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, it's not one thing I care about. Hey, it's his stats. I know who it is. It's his number. He's playing at that school. That doesn't matter to me. Does not mean, I don't care at all. If Quinn Ewers is in the game, I don't care if Shedeur Sanders is in the game. I don't care if Shedeur Sanders is not in the game and they make Colorado's quarterback a 5'8" white guy to be the quarterback in the game. That does not matter one bit. What I care about is the teams are in the game. You can recruit. There's a transfer portal recruitment. There is a career mode that is also, God, all these sports games, stop going way in depth on your career mode with all the cutscenes and shit. 2K nailed it. Everyone else sucks at it. Don't do it. Because 2K goes very in depth, all right? Whereas the NFL or the MLB ones, they do one or two cutscenes that just make it through the beginning of the, you know, you go to like the beginning stages. There's a couple of cutscenes. 2K is like, oh, you scored 20,000 points. Here's a cutscene. You know what I mean? Like, they really vamp it up. Everyone else sucks at it. So there's no reason to put all these fucking cutscenes in it that just make it annoying or pretty useless throughout the entire thing. In your player mode, you need to be able to transfer. Absolutely need to be able to transfer in your player mode. I want NIL deals in the fucking game if you're going to pretend it's not a part of college football. Kind of dumb. I want like practices if you're at fucking in the game or whatever. I look, there's so many things you can do to fuck this game up. They're gonna fuck it up, so I'm really not too worried, because my expectation is this game's gonna suck, and I'm okay with it because I'm still gonna buy it. I don't care. It's just nice.
Yeah, and you'll buy it every year.
Correct. Yeah, that's...
You are a sucker for the...
Oh, no, I buy every new sports game. I just fucking bought NHL 24 because it was on sale for $30.
And yet, we can't get you to play Wild Card Football.
Correct.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Garbage.
Yeah.
You know what else is garbage?
What's garbage?
The new MLB uniforms, in which they are just straight up garbage, and everyone hates them.
Yeah. And did you see the Giants player one?
Is that the see-through ones?
Yeah, so not the Shohei one, but the Giants player. I can't remember who it was. Casey Schmidt or Clark or something. You can just totally see his balls. Like, there's no hiding it. If you go on Twitter and you look up the uniforms, his balls are out. Have you seen it? I'm going to find it and send it to you.
You're going to send me his balls?
I'm going to send you the raw footage of his balls in this one here. But yeah, they have seriously messed up with the uniforms right now. The Shohei one went viral. Yeah, it's Casey Schmidt, and I'm sending it to you right now. Just look at his balls. Anyway, yeah, baseball, I mean, they also, like, really fucked it up, like... You know, they
hate it. They made everything smaller. They changed the look of the, like, the textured look of the uniforms, and it feels thinner. And like, sure, it breathes.
Well, they made it more like sponsor friendly, right? Because everyone's about to get a jersey patch.
Yeah, I would assume that's why they did it.
You see his balls yet?
No, Twitter is being a bitch and won't let me sign in.
Mm.
So I'll go to my phone.
Go to your phone, look at his balls. Yeah, all the uniforms now are much thinner. I know I saw the Royals.
Oh, yeah, that's his balls. That's, you know what, though? It works because of that mustache.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's his balls right there. The Royals, I saw, have a Quick Trip patch, but they have, like, the Q Quick Trip, so, like, no one even cares.
No, because our Quick Trip is real Quick Trip.
Yeah, it's way better, too. And I think there's other deals that have been done or going to be done for it. If the Brewers were to get it, what do you think? Like, Harley? It would be fucking awesome.
I mean, what about Coors?
Well, Miller.
Nelson Coors.
Miller, yeah. It would be fucking awesome if Miller was on the patch.
Well, yeah. It won't be Miller.
I don't think they can.
It'd be Nelson Coors.
Well, they can do the Miller Lite on there, I'm sure.
Because they still sell Miller Lite, yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, if Nelson Coors bought it, they would put Miller Lite on there.
If they were smart, they would.
Yeah, that would be one to hook it up. I just don't want it to be American Family Insurance. That would be annoying.
Well, that seems dumb because they already have that. You know, and I would doubt that any team truly does that. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though. They might not even get it done because the MLB Players Union is, like, quickly uprising and, like, fighting against these uniforms. They're trying to get them changed before the season even starts.
Well, and they're made by Fanatics, right?
Yeah.
And they were made by Nike.
Through Fanatics.
Nike through Fanatics. Does Nike own Fanatics?
I think there's a partnership.
They gotta have to have some sort of stake in it if they're doing that, because they just... I feel like the Nike uniforms were like 2 years ago. Weren't they with like Rawlings or some shit before that? Who were they with before? I think it was Rawlings, right? Sounds right.
Yes.
And now Nike has them, but now Fanatics is making them. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense. I guess if it hurts more to slide or some shit, like maybe. But I mean, if you've ever slid on an MLB playing surface, it's like sliding on a fucking cloud already. They have the dirt fucking soft as shit.
They massage the dirt for you, yeah. So that way you can be like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you like that.
But if you're Casey Schmidt and your balls are now just vibrating off dirt when you slide every time, I mean...
At least it's soft dirt.
I don't know. It's weird. that this is a whole thing now, and I don't understand why they would make them shittier. It's probably just the owners, like, okay, we can get cheaper uniforms and we can sell jersey patches on them, optimize profit, right? I mean, that's,
yeah, I mean, it's 100% the cheaper uniforms, because they're thinner, and the font is smaller, and all the above. They want that. They want that smaller shit. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to stick that way for the season.
They also, those jersey patches are putting them on, they're putting them on the handis side that you bat. So if you bat right-handed, it's on your left arm. And if you bat left-handed, it's on your right arm. If you're a switch hitter, yeah, are you going to have it on both arms?
Mm.
Right?
I'm going to say no.
You just put it on the, you just put it on what?
No, because like,
you're more likely to bat left-handed if you're a switch hitter.
Yeah, your dominant arm. Your dominant position.
Well, it would be your non-dominant arm.
Favoring, like, whatever your dominant swing is. If you're a right-hander,
well, the switch hitter just
is going to go to your left.
You switch hit, right. But I'm saying, if you're a switch hitter, like, it's just,
I know that. I know. I'm saying it's going to, they'll go off of, like, they'll go off the tracking data, you know?
I don't know.
And what about pitchers, though?
Then it will probably be on your front, right? When you do the, whatever you're in the stretch.
Because pitchers, you see their back arm more.
Right, I guess. Oh, and you know what? It's probably going to be on the back arm too, because the hitter would then like be distracted by a color that's different than the uniform kind of thing. Because the Royals are blue and white, and then the Quick Trip logo they're using is bright fucking red. So it's got to be the back arm, because if they're in the stretch, that's what you would see from the camera angle, the back arm. So, yeah, it'll be on your throwing arm. Does that, that's a conflict of interest if pitchers fucking hit.
I just think there's a lot of conflicts of interest.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
In all fairness, the only pitcher that hits is
Shohei. And he won't this year.
Yeah, so,
but he also throws right. Fine. He also throws right-handed and bats lefty, so it's perfect.
He's just gonna be like matted up with patches.
Mm.
Okay, who do you think is gonna have the most awkward one?
I don't know. The Quick Trip on the Royals is already fucking awkward. Love.
There's a lot of those Quick Trips though. It's not as awkward as you think.
I would love if Miami just had like a strip club on there.
Well,
like,
I believe Miami already has them.
Or if like Brazzers bought it, the Bang Bus.
I mean, that would be sick. That would be wrong. But I believe Miami already has the uniform patches, and I believe they're ADT.
Oh yeah, that's not as cool.
And it literally just blends in. It looks exactly the same as their unis.
I want like Mr. Beast to buy one, like he did with Charlotte, and just put Mr. Beast logo on the uniform.
Ooh.
Because he did that with the Hornets. He now has his logo on the Hornets uniforms.
Can he just buy the Hornets?
Yeah, he needs to at this
point. And they can just be the Charlotte Beasts?
I don't know if he can quite buy the Hornets. Like, that's a couple $1 billion. I don't know if he's worth that.
What's Mr. Beast's net
worth? If I had to guess his net worth, it's probably a half a billion. $500 million.
$500 million.
I mean, that you saw wasn't doing anything. I just guessed.
No, that was good. That was pretty solid. Now, granted, that doesn't exactly mean anything.
Right. That's not the cash.
Net worth doesn't exactly mean like he's got $500 million, you know, whatever. He might have more, he might have less. Honestly, give it what, 5 or 10 years?
Ooh.
To where he is really accruing money.
I mean, he's just accruing a shit ton of money now, too. But he's only a year older than me. He will be a billionaire by the time he's 30.
Sure.
Yeah.
The amount of shit that he does.
He'll make more than... He made $500,000 over the last, like, 10 years he's been on YouTube. And he didn't get popular until 5-6 years ago. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, so here, like, Mr. Beast... His YouTube channel brings in, Mr. Beast himself brings in $700 million a year.
Oh my God, that's insane. That's absolutely insane.
I mean, he's going to be in that billion mark really fast.
Really fast. Yeah, and he might be a billionaire sooner than that.
He just never stops.
No, and all his videos are now just bangers. And he posts on Twitter now, too, for that ad revenue. Good for him. He's wholesome enough.
He is, but have you ever seen him like do an interview?
Yeah, and then he gets a little more like he drops fuck and shit and stuff in it, you know?
Yeah, he's not his like little goody two shoes wholesome.
Fun fact, I am
when are we gonna get Mr. Beast in the like NBA like celebrity contest?
Oh, is he not in it? I guess I didn't know. I'm like 1 or 2 degrees removed from knowing Mr. Beast. His girlfriend, ex-girlfriend now, went to Greenfield High School, and I have friends that knew her. So, right there, right in the hometown.
Okay.
Or maybe it was Greendale. It's one of the two. But, yeah, just like randomly like hit him up on Twitter, and he was like, let's bone. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's what it was like, but that's how I imagine it is with celebrities. If someone just hits you up like, hey, what's going on? You can just be like, I'll say anything and it'll work. So yeah,
good for him.
Yeah,
good for him.
What's Mr. Beast's first Jimmy? That's right. I was like, what the fuck is his name? I
had to Jimmy remember. Donaldson. It's really awful.
Yeah, he's from North Carolina originally. Good for him. Made it out there. Should we continue to talk a little bit of baseball? Like, there's finally a couple other names signing. Like, I know Tim Anderson went to Miami today.
Yeah, 1 year deal. It's the perfect Miami signing.
I think like Gary Sanchez became official today, but that was like already known that was going to happen.
Like a month ago.
Brandon Woodruff came back within the time we talked. I think that was pretty shocking.
Well, he got a pretty good deal from the Brewers.
But he got a very smart deal from the Brewers as well. It's extremely backloaded. Like,
yes.
It's a Shohei deal. Like, he's only made, oh, I say only, because he's literally not playing. But he's only $2 million on this year and $5 million on next year. And then the year after that, there's an option for, like, $20 million. So it's practically a 3-year deal, because why would he say no to it? I guess if he really goes crazy the year before, but he's not going to pitch this year and he'll be back on the staff in 25, assumingly. But that was a big signing, I think, for the Brewers. Brewers have had a great, solid offseason. I won't say great, solid offseason, where pretty much the goal of being a Brewers front office member is don't piss off the fans. Not even, like, make a splat. Just, like, don't be an asshole. And they set themselves up perfectly with Craig Counsell, right? Because then it was Craig Counsell's an asshole, not the Brewers. Because they offered him the highest-paying manager job ever. It wasn't the highest contract he got offered. But he did get offered to get paid the highest manager in the sport. So it was like, okay, fuck you. Then it was he went to the Cubs. So it was even more like, okay, this is really fuck you. They go out, they sign Rhys Hoskins, which was like, fuck yeah, that's perfect. Love that. They took a step back when they traded Corbin, but I think there's a little bit of momentum where it's like, hey, I like the DL Hall, Joey Ortiz guys. Signing Churio was a really happy move. And now the Woodruff signing, I think it was... Okay, we didn't piss anyone off.
Yeah, and I'm gonna make a little statement to the people out there right now, because I have been not only seeing ideas hinting towards this, but also I have been sent messages from people, multiple people, by the way, one of them being good friend PC Tunney.
Mm-hmm.
Who
loves baseball.
Guys, what was that?
I said, who loves baseball?
He does love baseball. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Brewers, no chance at Blake Snell.
No.
I've seen that all over the place, dude.
Yeah, I mean, no chance. Like, they just wouldn't be able to afford it. I don't want to say this, and it sounds really dumb, but I don't think they need him to do what the Brewers want to do. I think the Brewers can win this division again. Like, pretty...
I mean, they can.
The Brewers don't want to win the World Series. Let's get that through your fucking heads, people, okay? Is it stupid? Yeah, it's dumb. It's not fun. But...
No, it's not even like that. It's they don't need to win the World Series.
This is setting up for a perfect 87-win team to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. To the team that goes to the World Series, of course. But, you know, top to bottom, I mean, you go around, they're going to have Contreras. He's a top five catcher in the league, probably. Top seven, for sure. You have Rhys Hoskins at first base. You're going to have Terang and Adames for the time being in the middle infield. They've done a lot of Sal Frelick tees at third base, which I kind of like. I don't know if I love it, but I kind of like that they're teasing it a lot. And then the outfield's going to be Yelich, Churio, and if Frelick's playing third, it'll be Weimer, you got to assume as well. That's a fucking team that's going to they're going to compete. They're going to compete. Right.
And
it's the same team.
What's the starting lineup? So, the pitchers. You got Aaron Ashby.
Well, the day one's going to be opening day is Freddie Peralta.
Guaranteed. Yeah, we know that. Wade Miley probably in there.
I think Wade Miley right now is setting him to be the two. If you ask me, I don't know who else will be the two.
Yeah, because I mean Woodruff obviously won't be there this year,
right? And I don't think Ashby's going to be healthy enough to be the two.
Oh dear Lord!
Wade Miley was fucking good last year. So
is Taylor Clark?
No, don't want him. Don't bum. Promise you he's a bum.
I'm trying to think who. I'm looking at their lineup right now. I'm trying to think who the hell is the other guy.
They're probably going to have Jacob Junis will probably get some starts.
Yeah. Is Jansen Junk, is he a reliever?
I think he was a reliever last year, but I think he's a guy that they might try to do a little Corbin Burns situation where they start him as
DL
a reliever.
DL Hall? Do you think they bring him in?
DL Hall's going to be a starter, I think, this year.
Yeah, they have to. That was because I know he was doing reliever stuff, but I think he initially projected as a starter.
Yeah. I really hope that I don't think it's going to happen, but he might come up this year. Like, I'm excited for Mizorowski. I'm really excited for Jacob Mizorowski. That guy is a fucking animal. He's 6'8", throws 100, throws a 90-mile-an-hour slider. I would be totally okay if he's your fifth starter this year. I mean, again, I think he's pretty young, so they don't want to rush it, and pitchers never come up young anymore.
Dom, we're missing a big one, and I knew it because I went to go look for a better rotation. So Freddie Peralta, Wade Miley, number three is lining up to be Joe Ross.
Oh, that's right. They brought him in.
Number four is Colin Ray.
Ugh.
I forgot about him, but I saw him on there, but he wasn't very good, right?
He was serviceable. You know, he reminded me a lot of, you remember when they were rocking the Jason Alexander experiment? Like for
yeah,
a couple,
that was horrid.
But he was like, if you would watch the games, you'd be like, damn, Alexander's got earned runs, but like they're really shitty earned runs. Like he definitely did what he needed to do out there a lot. It just kind of got unlucky a little bit. Same energy with Colin Ray. Colin Ray is literally Jason Alexander. Yeah.
Well, number five, though, it's Robert Gasser.
Ooh. So here's the other thing, though. We're running into a lot of lefties. A lot of lefties on that starter, which...
No. In fact, we have more righties.
Well...
Freddie Peralta is right-handed. Joe Ross is right-handed. Colin Ray is right-handed.
Right, but I don't... If he's healthy, Aaron Ashby is going to fucking pitch, dude. And he's going to be a starter.
Where is he on here? I don't even see him on the fucking rotation. He must be like in a non-rosters position right now.
He's literally, they signed him for the 6-year deal or whatever when it happened. Aaron Ashby will be a starter if he's healthy.
Well, where the fuck is he? Why is he not on here?
I promise you. That's why I got his jersey, because they signed him long term. I was like, fuck it. All right, cool. Want something a little different. Aaron Ashby will be a starter. Again, if he's healthy. I know he got hurt.
Well, I don't know, because, like, here's the thing. The rotation has Brandon Woodruff in the IL 60.
Right.
Right? Dude, where the fuck did they put Aaron Ashby on here?
I don't know. He's on the team.
I know he is. I'm not questioning that. I'm just wondering why the fuck isn't his name on here. Is he on the 40 man?
Yeah, definitely.
There he is. But why is he not on the fucking depth chart? That's weird.
I don't know.
That's super weird, dude. I don't know, man.
Just saying, a lot of lefties going to be in there. Any other baseball news? Like, we still need to wait where Blake Snell, Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, anyone else? There's definitely big names I'm forgetting. But
there's a bunch of big names out there, and they're all just going to wait. They're going to be big money come spring training, or I should say, like, mid-spring training. You're going to see where the injuries fall, and teams have started to show that trend for a couple of seasons now, where they're kind of waiting on dudes outside of the Shohei's and, like, the guys that they need to capitalize on, right? And with pitchers are in a weird spot, because, like, on one hand, they're like quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, they're like running backs, in which you can catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, I think that the biggest names to sign are not, like, I don't think Cody Bellinger is going to get the deal he wants. Like, that's one that I think Cody Bellinger, I bet you he's going to make, I bet you he's asking for $30 million a year, and I think he's going to settle for 25, 26. I think Blake Snell might be asking for an 8-year deal, and he's going to settle for a 4-year deal for high AAV. I just don't think that Matt Chapman did not have a good enough year last year to be like, I'm going to sit out and wait to get my money. He did not. So it doesn't make any sense to me why that's happening. Again, we saw this start when, who was it? Like, Michael Conforto, like, sat out for a long time and, like, missed a year because of it.
LOL. Michael Conforto. He's the guy that started this trend.
Well, who was it last year? Who signed late last year? I can't remember. Because Conforto was like 2 years ago. Was it? No, I don't remember. I don't remember. It's okay. Whatever. Yeah, but the Dodgers are going to win, and no one cares other than that about baseball, right? I mean,
we might be fine. You never know.
Pretty much it's a victory as long as the Dodgers or the Astros don't win.
I'll take the Astros. I'm okay with the Astros winning. I really don't want the Dodgers.
Yeah, but the Astros...
Dude, I told you, the Dodgers are the team that I hate more than anything on this planet.
Ooh,
this planet.
Okay, give me your top three teams you just hate in sport. Not necessarily in order.
Hit the fucking button.
Oh, okay. I totally forgot we do that. And I'm going to show you my butt crack as I reach over to try to get to this thing, because now I hit the button.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Yeah, Tom, we'll make an impromptu halftime. That's what I'm saying. I say we just do a 5-1. Let's give the teams that you hate more than anything.
Ooh. Do we go specific years or are we going current?
No, I say it's got to be a current.
Okay.
Or I should say, but like, it can be influenced by past years.
Okay.
But like, teams that you cannot stand for X, Y, and Z.
Couldn't we? Okay, just teams. Okay. We'll stay away from individual.
Why are you trying to change all this shit up?
Well, if we were going to go with sports, like individual athletes. Could have been
well, I already know that PJ Fleck would be on that list.
Oh. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. We'll put him at number 5, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. That's a great fucking start. It's a great start, actually.
You're welcome.
They are annoying, delusional. They actually think that their team is like on the same level as UW, just because of UW the last 2 years has kind of floundered a little bit. But, I mean, we beat them for the axe like 16 years in a row to tie the series, and now we won this year. So we've won one more game in that overall rivalry. But Minnesota Golden Gophers fans are fucking delusional. And I'll let you say number 5 for you.
Yeah. Number 5 for me has to be the Dallas Cowboys. There are so many teams out there that just rely on, you know, a championship from X number of years ago.
Yeah.
And label themselves as, you know, X, Y, and Z, this team. And specifically with the Dallas Cowboys being America's team.
Yeah.
That hasn't been the case.
Yeah.
For so long.
Correct.
It is insane how long ago that was, and I'm so over them, especially now that they have just been a Green Bay Packers South sort of squad.
Yeah,
where you know you end up taking Mike McCarthy, then you take like Randall Cobb for a year,
Al Harris,
and, you know, along with other players as well. Like, bye. I'm over you. You're really nothing, mm-hmm. right?
I am.
And Jerry Jones. Let's just be real.
Yeah, I don't know. They might sneak in there. I don't know. Number 4. I think this is where. I'm gonna put the Boston Celtics at number 4. Recency, obviously, a pretty solid rival with the Bucks. I used to always roast, and this is my karma, I used to always roast that no team ever dick rode one championship harder than that 2008 Boston Celtics team. and they are coming back to fuck me in the ass by making Doc Rivers the new coach, and that just going so terribly in Milwaukee. That is karma. I will take the blame for Doc Rivers. That is me for how much hatred I had for the Celtics back then. Pretty much once they got rid of Rajon Rondo, I was out on them. Fuck the Celtics.
Rajon is the one that kind of does you in.
I like Rajon Rondo a lot. And prime,
I know you do. That's
prime Rondo.
So interesting to me.
Prime Rondo. He was in his prime the same time Derrick Rose was. I'm going to say this right now. Start a team, I would have taken Rondo.
Whoa.
I would have taken prime Rondo over prime Derrick Rose. Yes, I know. Didn't need someone to score at the point guard. Ooh. I want someone to facilitate. Rondo was getting triple doubles. He was stealing, fucking flashy. Didn't need to score. Give me Rondo. But fuck the Celtics.
All right. Okay. That's still a hot take.
It's a great hot take. Yes.
All right. But here's mine. My next one. I'm going to put the New York Mets. They bother me so much.
Speaking of Milwaukee East.
Well, I was about to say they've always been annoying because how they everyone constantly gets them, like, grabs their goad and they try to, like, make themselves be like the Yankees, right? And the Yankees are annoying too. Honestly, if I had my druthers, I would say probably the Yankees are number six because they're annoying. They are the ones that created the MLB's horrid fucking system of operations.
Let's be real though. Baseball is way more fun when the Yankees are good and they can be the villain. Because sure. The Yankees have leaned into being the villain. They're not trying to be good guys.
There's a lot of teams that are like that. Like Houston is there too. Like Boston, the Red Sox are another one.
But Boston had a lot of feel-good shit when they were, you know, the Bambino curse.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you right now, the New York Mets are just whiny little bitches.
Yeah.
And they've never been able to capitalize. They were lucky to make it to that World Series, however many years ago. Was that 2015?
Yeah.
When the Royals beat them, right?
Sure. Yes. It was 2015 when the Royals won, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were lucky to make it then.
Yeah.
And then they got their ass handed to by fucking Ned Yost. They're garbage.
Yeah. Number three... would have been number two until, I don't know, 3 months ago, but the St. Louis Cardinals. Fuck the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, when you're growing up a Milwaukee fan and you have old heads telling you how to know and like baseball, the old heads hate the Cardinals more than any other team in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
The old head, they beat the Brewers in the 80s in the World Series. The amount of players that they're able to acquire that just absolutely shred the Brewers. For example, you know, we had to live through Albert Pujols for all those fucking years. Then they were like, you know what? Let's get Matt Holliday. And Matt Holliday is just going to be Jesus Christ against the Brewers. Oh, how about Lance Berkman for this year? Oh, how about Carlos Beltran for this year?
Yeah, wait. Goldschmidt, Beltran,
Arenado.
You know, all those fucking names. Colton Wong.
Well, are you forgetting about Matt Carpenter, how nasty he was? I mean, just always going to find
Yachty.
Something. Yeah. Actually, I don't mind Yadier Molina, just from the respect factor of...
Yeah.
Respect to be the catcher for the team for 20 years. Absolutely respect. And I don't want him thinking I'm bad-mouthing him because of any player in pro sports who I believe could commit murder on me, Yadi Molina. So I will put the Cardinals at number three.
All right. My number three, I mean, Chicago Bears. they're fucking annoying too. The epitome of dick riding one championship.
Yes.
85. Bears. Fuck off. Get fucking bent. And now, especially, I said it about Dallas and how they're the, you know, Green Bay South. Let's just be honest. That's the fucking Chicago. Chicago is Green Bay South. So bad, dude.
I think their irrelevancy has brought them out of my top five.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't get annoyed by them because they know that we just own them at this point.
But you know what? I still have so many Chicago friends that post so much bullshit.
Oh, they're diehards, and they're delusional for sure. If we were going most delusional fan bases, they'd make my top five. But they are not in my five hated franchises, I think.
Oh, no, they're hated. Are you saying you would sooner wear a Bears jersey versus a Celtics jersey? See what I'm saying?
It depends. I would wear a Devin Hester jersey before anyone on the Celtics, yes.
That's not the same thing.
And
a
Jay Cutler jersey. I would rock a Jay Cutler jersey. Smoking Jay, dude.
See, no, that's like an irony thing. You know what I mean?
But also, he was great on the Kristen Cavallari show because she was like smoking hot and trying to pretend that she was always busy on the run trying to get stuff done. And then Jay Cutler would be like, maybe you should just chill the fuck out. Like, and that was great irony out of him too. But I would wear a Celtics jersey before I would wear a Brian Urlacher jersey.
Oh
no, fuck Brian Urlacher. Don't like him.
Okay. Was that ruined after he was with Jenny Finch for so long and then was like, I'm an anti-vax, not Jenny Finch. What's her fucking name? Jenny McCarthy. Dear Lord, how dare I besmirch the name of Jenny Finch?
It was ruined when he just had hair.
Grew hair?
Yeah, that's when I'm like, fuck Brian Urlacher. My number two team stays in Chicago. It's the Cubs. I mean, I hate the Cubs. Cubs fans are annoying. They are on the recency of dick riding a one championship because of 2016.
But I love that 2016 team.
Absolutely not. Fuck that 2016.
I like that team.
I know, because you have a man crush on Theo Epstein. I don't like the Cubs fans. They come to Miller Park, and they take over the fucking stadium. They upcharge all the shit because they know the Cubs fans are going to come there. So parking is like $10 extra. Beer goes up 50 cents. Like, absolutely not, dude. I absolutely hate the Cubs fans. They are just clowns whenever. And there's way more Cubs fans than there is Bears fans, in my opinion, it feels like. If you're in Wisconsin, you go down to Kenosha, and they'll be like, oh, I'm a Packer fan, but I like the Cubs. Like, no, you don't get to fucking do that, dude. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, do you know why? Because the Brewers have done nothing.
Correct.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you just end up, you know, pulling people in.
And the Craig Council villain arc is real. So I'm putting the Cubs at two.
That's fair. My number two is, I don't even know if we line up at all. And I'm being dead serious. I'm not being shitty about it. My number two is the 76ers. I can't stand them.
That's a great pick, though. That's a great pick.
They are always so fucking annoying. And you know what makes it worse is that every fucking place, every media organization picks them to do something every year. And it's like, come on, dude. Yeah. Like, this was even back when they sucked ass. They're still like, I don't know, man. The 76ers could be out there. They could be doing something. For what? No way.
I'm actually surprised my number one team isn't in your top five, because obviously it's not, because you're going to...
Well, you already know my number one team.
It's the Dodgers. And agreed. Yeah. The Dodgers are annoying. And how the Shohei contract is really bullshit.
Get mine out of the way, because I think I have yours as well. I'm going to guess it after I talk about mine. The Dodgers, though, are insufferable.
Yeah.
They are they have more villain arc for me personally than the Yankees, Cardinals, and Cubs combined.
But they don't win. Like, they've only won one Mickey Mouse championship. It was the 2020 year, and they always lose, which is the good, like, it is the villain gets beat almost.
Yes, but here's the thing. They still ruin baseball.
Yeah.
They ruin baseball for me personally. It's enough for me to get soured, because going into free agency, which is always my favorite time of year, between that and trade deadline, right? I love that shit. But I have to be scared, because the Dodgers could randomly just do it. They could grab that player, and then it's like, all right, well, there he goes again.
Well, and the deferred money is, it should be illegal. It should be talked about.
The Shohei deal is just gross.
It's illegal. It should be illegal. Like, let's just keep it a buck. It absolutely should be, and makes no sense that it's not.
And you know what? I really do I baseball has forever been tainted for me because of the lack of a salary cap, and that bothers me. You know, the NBA doesn't have a salary cap either, realistically, but
they have the luxury tax.
There's still a limit, you know?
Right, yeah.
And there's no limit to the Dodgers. And then it's like, oh, you know what? Let's add Magic Johnson to this group. Let's add, Jeff Bezos will come in at some point. And it's like, oh, okay. So why not just buy every player ever?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Annoying.
You want to guess my number one?
Team. Okay. Can I guess yours?
Yeah.
Minnesota.
It's the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
100%. Two Minnesota references, not two Chicago references in there. Maybe a hot take. But the Minnesota Vikings are the most delusional and assholic fans that there possibly could be. They can't even dick ride a championship.
Yeah.
What they will do is be like, who's won the NFC North the most? Like, no one gives a fuck. No one gives one fuck, dude. Every year they think they're winning the division. Every year. Doesn't matter when. Every year. They don't have hardly any enjoyable stars other than Adrian Peterson. Randy Moss even had his best year not on the Vikings. But you know, you associate him with the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins
is probably my favorite one. Let's
what about Jetta?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I can respect he's the best in the league. I don't fucking like him. No, I don't. And
what about Bernard Berrian?
And there is no saving them. They are going to be assholes and care so much about the Green Bay game every year. It is their Super Bowl to beat the Packers. And they admit that. So respect to that. If you ask a Vikings fan, what's the most important game of the year? A Packer fan will be like, well, it depends. How far are we going? You know, let's get to the Super Bowl. Let's get to the playoffs, right? A Viking fan will say, I will go 2-15 to beat the Packers twice. They absolutely will, and it is disgusting. I hate it. I can't stand it. Everything they stand for is disgusting. I hate the Vikings fans. And as someone who moved to Minnesota, like, now I got two Minnesota teams. So I just can't. Those fan bases. Gophers.
You picked two?
Gophers was my five.
Oh, that's right. You did pick the Gophers. I was like, Wait a second. What? Yeah, so college, I don't. Oh, you know what, though? I mean, I know I said the Yankees at number six. I'm going to amend that to say Ohio State, just for the Ohio State.
Yep. Duke until Coach K left, too. Fucking.
No, but you know what? Duke doesn't bother me. Coach K bothers me.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't lump. The minute that Coach K was done, I was fine.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly how I was. But, yeah, Ohio State's bad, too. They could definitely be on my honorable mention. But I don't hate them more than I hate Minnesota Gophers. And I think I do hate the Celtics more than I hate the Gophers. So I'm pretty content with my list.
Oh, I'm very content.
Yeah.
How
are the Vikings not in your top five? You hate Bears fan more than Vikings fans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because here's the thing with the Vikings. The Vikings always lose. At least with the Bears have a title.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
I there is nothing that the Vikings fans really bother me for. I mean, they're annoying, sure. But the Bears are just worse. The Bears, like, it's not like the Vikings fans are being like, Fran Tarkenton would whoop that team. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times have you heard Bears fans compare 1985 to any other team?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think the Bears fans, when they play the Packers now, are just scared every year. So, like, I don't even bother with my energy with them. They will be insufferable when they win again. They will. But until further notice, nah, Vikings fans, dude. I can't do it with them. They're actually just, I mean, watching a game with a Vikings fan, as I do very regularly, it's bad. It's bad. do we hit it?
Quick hit.
Quick hits. All right. This quick hits is sponsored by the Quick Trip with a Q. not the one with a K. All right. Dave, let me see. Where do I go here? I just hit the wrong button. Now I go here. Okay. That's media. That's not likes. Okay, now we're here. Now we're here. Dave, 95.5% of national champions since 2001 have had a top 21 KenPom offense pre-tournament, and 90.9% of national champions since 2001 have had a top 31 KenPom defense pre-tournament. Right now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that qualify for that. So, March Madness coming up. If you're going to pick any team to win, here are the 8 teams. Obviously, UConn. They're the best team right now. Reigning champs.
Crazy, right?
UNC and Duke as well in there. Purdue, Houston, Arizona, Tennessee, and Creighton all on that list. So
making a bracket,
and then I went with graphic at the same time. Making a bracket, you pick one of those 8 teams. Otherwise, you're dumb. Okay.
So you're going to pick UConn.
Yeah, for sure. Although Houston is solid, Purdue, I don't trust at all.
Oh, no, you can never trust Purdue, dude.
Well, you can't trust the Big Ten. Big Ten is so fraud in basketball.
Everything?
In basketball.
It's pretty much everything.
I mean, they just won the champ. They just were the only representatives in the college football final. Washington's a Big Ten team now, dude. You got to remember that.
Okay.
They are. Way too early 2024 QB rankings via FanDuel. Okay. Let's see. They also did project like where people would go. So 32, Will Levis, 31, J.J. McCarthy, 30, Bryce Young, 29, Derek Carr, 28, Russell Wilson on the Broncos, or on the Raiders, 27, Michael Penix on the Broncos, Daniel Jones, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels on the Patriots at 23, 22 is Anthony Richardson of the Colts. I feel like that is kind of low for him. I feel like he was trending up. 21, Drake May of the Commanders. 20 is Justin Fields via the Steelers. Patriots.
Oh, Steelers, yeah.
Tua is at 19 on this list. Kyler Murray at 18. Brock Purdy at 17. Kirk Cousins at 16 is a crime, absolute crime. Aaron Rodgers at 15. Jared Goff at 14, another crime. Geno Smith is at 13, should be below pretty much everyone we just named there. Caleb Williams is 12 for the Bears.
Gross.
Number 10 is Trevor Lawrence, who's not better than Jared Goff or Kirk Cousins. Number 10 is Jalen Hurts. Okay, maybe. Dak Prescott's at 9. Jordan Love's at 8. Justin Herbert is 7. Matthew Stafford is 6.
Ooh.
Is that high for Stafford?
You going to take Stafford over Love?
No.
See what I mean? Like, I get it. They're thinking of Puka and Cooper, but yeah, I don't think that. I think if anything, you bump him to where Jordan Love is at 8, and then you move him and was it Herbert ahead of him?
Yeah. Well, and you got to move Geno Smith below Tua on this list. Geno Smith's not better than Tua, right?
Not in terms of points.
Number 5, CJ Stroud. Number 4, Joe Burrow. Number 3, Lamar Jackson. Number 2, Josh Allen. Number 1, Patrick Mahomes. I think they nailed the top 5.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I mean, what more do you want, right? And Dave, the last thing I have is the college football expansion. Are you taking a picture of me?
No, I'm not. I'm zooming in on something.
College football. Actually, you know what? One other feel good. Parker Byrd, the ECU freshman, lost his leg in a boating accident in 2022. 22 surgeries later, first person to play in a D1 game with a prosthetic leg.
Damn.
And he drew a walk. Pretty badass. And then my last one is the college football expansion. It's going from 5 to 7 now. It'll be the top 5 ranked conference champions will be the auto bids for 1 through 5. And then 7 is the next top ranked teams, aka at large spots. So here, what's the interesting thing about this, Dave? What's the one school that this could fuck?
So many people.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, boy.
Notre Dame, under these rules, could never be a top 5 seed. Now, they haven't really been super relevant over the last whatever it is. You've never hit the mute button once, by the way, since you've done that. I don't know.
Oh, I haven't?
No, I just thought it was funny until now. You
fuck.
So you've.
I thought it was working. Oh,
no,
well.
No, you've literally always coughed directly into it.
Oh, well. My bad.
But it was funny just to like keep letting you think that you were doing
all these kids, dude. They get me sick.
But Notre Dame's going to join a conference. This is going to happen.
Fuck. God damn it. I hate you. All right. Is that my turn?
Yeah, and also Grant Bills got Paige Speronic to reply to him, and with her saying get me back to Wisconsin. So confirmed, Grant Bills could fuck Paige Speronic.
Good man. Speaking of Grant Bills, he sent me on something that I was having a lot of fun with. Journal Sentinel posted a link with the most famous person from each Wisconsin county.
Mm.
And it's got like every county. That's what I was looking at. I was zooming in here. I can show you on the camera, but it's got every county with like the specific category of people.
Okay.
And there's a good amount of sports people.
Yeah.
So I thought I would quickly go through them. And you rank them on a scale of, let's go 1 to 5.
Okay.
I think like 10 is too big on that. It's too broad.
Sure.
All right. So we'll start off at the very top. Douglas County, Otis from WWE.
1.8.
All right. Next door is Bayfield County, Megan Gustafson.
-3.
The basketball player.
Yeah. -3.
Oh, damn. All right. How about Barron County for Henry Ellenson, the basketball player?
High school prospect stardom for everything else he did, -6.
Lincoln County had Mike Webster of in the football.
Yeah. He was the center for the Steelers, right?
No, wasn't that Alan Faneca?
Nope. like the Terry Bradshaw Steelers, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
3.5.
All right. Clark County has Dalton Varsho for baseball.
Yeah, former Northwoods leaguer, too. 2.
All right. Buffalo County has Tim Crumry.
-69.
All right. Wapaka County has Tony Bennett, the basketball player.
Yeah. 2.2.
Fond du Lac County is Colin Kaepernick.
2.6.
Okay. Crawford County is Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos CEO.
Yeah. 1.9.
Danica Patrick is for Rock County.
Yeah, but she claims like Illinois, so fuck her. She's 0.3.
Good. I'm glad you put her low because she's garbage.
Yeah, no.
Racine County is Tony Romo.
Really? Racine County is Romo? Oh, I guess, I mean, Ruffalo's got to be Kenosha. Romo will go at 3.
Mark Ruffalo is Kenosha, by the way.
Yeah, 3.2 for Ruffalo.
So now comes the, oh, what? Okay. Wait. What is this? Sorry, because for some reason Dodge County is Ric Flair.
Is Ric Flair from Wisconsin?
I don't think so.
I thought he was from like the Carolinas.
Yeah. What?
Or no? Maybe his daughter's just name is
just Charlotte. Maybe top people with Wisconsin ties? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I totally thought he was from North Carolina because his daughter's name was Charlotte, by the way.
I believe he is from like North Carolina, though, so I don't think you're wrong.
Okay, well, we don't count Ric Flair. Go.
Yeah. Then Winnebago County, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yep, 4.
And the last one, where the fuck is he?
It's J.J. Watt. Waukesha. 5.
Waukesha County. J.J. Watt.
5.
Yeah.
Who's Milwaukee County?
Tom, what famous or rather infamous person is from Milwaukee?
Oh, is it Dahmer?
It's Dahmer.
Really? He's the most famous person from Milwaukee? That's fucked.
1.3 million page views per year.
Wow. So it's like statistically, he's the most famous person from Milwaukee, too.
Yeah. Same thing with Manitowoc and Stephen Avery.
Yeah, but that's because of the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, entirely fair. Like I said, it was a real fun one. Like, Chris Farley's there, too, for Dane County.
Madison, legend.
Neil Gaiman, the author, was there, too. Like, a lot of fun stuff. And like I said, I had a lot of fun just kind of, like, going through, like, looking at all this shit.
Interesting. I'm still trying to think of, like, who's even more famous than Jeffrey Dahmer. I guess there really isn't.
From Milwaukee? Like, not really.
Yeah.
Not much.
I guess Tyler Hero is second.
Womp womp.
And he's from not even Milwaukee. He just tries to say he is. He's from Milwaukee County, but he's from Greendale.
Tom,
pussy.
I have another one for you. Did you know that Derek Carr has a chance to make history next year?
Oh, as the grossest looking human to resemble a Toy Story villain to throw the farthest pass?
No. While that would be bad, it's even worse. Potentially, Derek Carr can be the first NFL quarterback to lose to every NFL team.
Really?
Yes. He only has two more. He has to lose to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
And the Oakland Raiders.
Isn't it crazy that Tom Brady doesn't have that stat? Like, as long as he played? Because I know he was undefeated against, obviously, the Patriots, I think, and the Vikings, too, never beat him. But, wow, Derek Carr. I mean, he's got to play the Panthers twice, and then the Raiders once. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, I did have the teams, because Derek Carr is with nine players have 30 losses.
Right.
Oh, here, I got them right here. Do you want to take a guess at the nine QBs that have lost to 30 different NFL teams?
Tom Brady.
Not on the list.
Wow, what a fucking stud, dude. Peyton Manning.
Not on the list.
Really? Fran Tarkington.
Not on the list.
Okay.
You
Trent will Dilfer.
Know, you will know all of these teams, names, by
Trent
the way.
Trent
Dilfer. No Trent Dilfer, but think Seattle Seahawks.
I was going to say Matt Hasselbeck next.
Matt
really
Hasselbeck
was.
Is there. Yes.
Who else? Who was on shit? Stafford?
No Stafford. As far as there is a Lion on the team.
John Kitna.
Go ahead.
John Kitna. Wow.
You are correct.
God. Is it not good quarterbacks, I guess? It's more shitters?
No, these are pretty good quarterbacks.
Jake DeLone.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Matt Hasselbeck and John Kitna are there, so that kind of brings it down.
But what the fuck's his name? Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is on the list.
Oh,
yes.
Shit. Okay. I'm trying to think of guys who played in two, like Joe Montana. He was in the AFC and the NFC.
There is the oldest player that is left is someone that you have seen play.
Okay. Vinny Testaverde.
No.
Wow. He's on every list. So I just figured he'd be there.
Have you seen Vinny Testaverde play?
He was playing when I was alive.
All right.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer is there.
Let's go. Kurt Warner?
Nope.
Okay. I like the whole, like, play in the AFC and NFC, though. Russell Wilson?
Nope, not there.
He's too good. Andy Dalton?
No.
Joe Flacco?
There is one player that is still playing.
Okay. Still playing. He's played for a long time. It wasn't Stafford, right? I said
won
Stafford.
An award this year.
Wasn't Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, I said
list.
Flacco, and you didn't say anything.
I must have missed it. I must have been talking or something.
Okay.
One guy retired last year.
Chad Henne.
When you think of two different numbers in football that go together, obviously, what's the most famous number pairing in NFL?
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, yeah. Let's see. A name highly attached to Tom Brady.
Oh, Matt Castle?
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Think when Brady was young.
Oh, Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe. And that name is great as well.
That name is great as well. Donovan McNabb.
No, Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. And of course we could have had some Green Bay guy in there.
Brett Favre.
Yep.
Interesting.
That's all of them.
Interesting.
I think that's a pretty decent company of players outside of, you know, like Kitna.
I was pretty happy to get that Alex Smith
poll. Voids.
The Alex Smith poll was a good one for me. Liked that.
Yeah, that was solid. That was solid.
All right. Yeah.
And I got one more for you. Tom, like, you remember seeing that Jason Kelce, like, shirt off at the Super Bowl, beer in hand?
Yep.
Well, the
Taylor Swift shirt off, beer in hand now?
What was that?
I said Taylor Swift shirt off, beer in hand now?
No, not Taylor Swift. I'm just talking about Jason Kelce.
I know, I was being an asshole saying Taylor Swift with her shirt off. And, yeah.
I see.
Go ahead, the beer company.
Ass. Well, Tom, a company asked if they should make a product based off of that. And I'm being secretive about it for a reason. Well, obviously all their fans said, absolutely, we need that. So they made a Funko Pop of Jason Kelce with his shirt off and beer in hand.
Mm.
You see that shit?
It just says beer.
And it says on his chest, it says Funko. Like in his chest hair.
Wow.
That's pretty intense, right?
That's your shit right there.
Well, they only sold it for 2 days. Ooh. At $25. So they are now going for this. That was just the pre-order, by the way.
Yeah.
So they are now going on eBay for roughly $100 to $200 for the people to get those pre-orders and then send them, you know, over their way.
Wow.
So we're not even sure when, like, they could actually come, like, be made. But they made them. So good for them.
Yeah, good for them. I think that we'll see plenty of Funkos of Kelce's to come. Travis will get one.
Oh, he has one. He's got a vaulted one that is very expensive.
And then when he has children with Taylor Swift and they're in the NFL, they'll have one too. So,
yeah.
What if Taylor Swift changed her name to Taylor Kelce?
That's not happening.
That would be fucking... Or Travis Swift?
I mean, sure, maybe. But no, that's not happening either. Come on. You know that's not happening. Don't be like that.
It'd be fun, though. It'd be fun. All right. I'll wrap us up here. Thank you guys so much for listening to Down the Wire. Make sure you guys check us out wherever you get your podcasts. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Other things.
Google Podcasts. Oh, Dave's got a voice editor now.
Yes, I do.
Okay. you're fucked, dude. I don't think you debuted that last week.
No, I purposely, like, I was nice and I didn't use it, and then I was gonna drop it on you. So now
I can talk like this.
This is what we're going to sound like on the next episode of Down the Wire.
All right. If you don't want to download us, you can always check us out on thechairshot.com.
And that's not to forget the auto-tune.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.